recorder then, Ryan, and we can go. And rolling here, Ryan. Let's just visit about, as we're working our way here into spring, you're down in South Dakota, and are you seeing some spring wheat moving down there yet or not?
Yes, sir. I think we've exited the calm before the storm, and we've entered the storm, so to say, down here in South Dakota, at least definitely the southern half. So spring wheat's getting to start to roll, and even soybeans are starting to get scratched around a little bit.
Okay. Let's talk about increasing efficiency. What kind of options do we have there?
Depends how broad stroke a guy wants to look at it. On farming operation, I think the best way to increase efficiency is to have a plan and set goals, right? And then farming, there's always going to be hiccups and roadblocks, but keeping your eyes on those goals and making sure that you are focusing on those, I think that's going to help efficiency a lot. To maybe a farmer just wants an efficient way to get all of his seed camphert in one place, and then he could visit his local retailer there where Brevant's being sold. So there's lots of ways to increase efficiency. You can look at adding stuff to passes or even reducing field passes to be more efficient with your time as well.
Sure. And it all boils down to return on investment. So how can Brevant help with that, seeing bigger yields come harvest?
Yeah, so from my seat, obviously the variety in hybrid selection's huge, right? If you pick the right variety and the right hybrid with the right agronomic characteristics and then the right traits to help you combat any disease or problems in that field to really maximize that yield potential. But this time of year right now, too, hopefully everyone's gone through the planter and make sure that's ready to go because we're about to hit the most important pass of the year.
As far as you're talking about getting the right seed on the right piece of ground, too, are there some things that we can do to help with that?
Yes. Talk with your retailer, talk with your seed advisor, talk with your local retail product agronomist, too, and just have a conversation about what your yield goals are and kind of what your limiting factors are, whether that's a disease pressure or if, brittle snap or drought tolerance, some of those big concerns. And then even on the corn side, ear flex gets to be a conversation here in South Dakota as far as planting populations. So once we know the right yield goal and the right limiting factors, we can definitely find you the right solution for your farm.
Sure. Okay. The other side of that, too, is we got to be able to keep those fields clean. So starting clean is probably the key, right?
Yeah. No, starting clean is definitely key. There's Corteva has a lot of wonderful options there as far as starting clean. Products like Sonic, Surveil, the Resicor, the Sure Start, the Keystone LA all have great ways to help keep that field clean. Sometimes that doesn't always work. Sometimes plans have them road bumps we talked about. So maybe a guy needs to do a burn down and utilize that Enlist system as well.
All right. How about in season?
Yeah, as far as like the Enlist system, you're looking at the soybean side, and soon, the vor seed corn as well is going to have the option to spray the 2,4-D to get a good burn down on some of those tough to control weeds. I say from my seat, we're looking at a lot of things coming down the pipeline, a lot of traits, a lot of characteristics as far as what Corteva's offering. So I would say definitely stick with a plan in place now, but looking throughout this year, definitely look to Corteva for some of the great technologies and opportunities that are be coming down the pipeline.
Ryan, if somebody wants to find out more information, what you have available, what do they need to do?
The easiest way to do that is just to get online and go to brevant.com/retail, and that will get them pointed in the right direction.